Ding Ding completely been submerged. On Saturday, 3 months ago, they gave us a report of water displacing them. But yes, on Saturday night, they were completely submerged.
And how many forces have been displaced by this flooding in Ding Ding cantonment area?
Ding Ding is a very big cantonment, right? I can tell you a big direction because it's also a division headquarter. Even the sector headquarter is there. So I can give an estimate. Over 3,000 forces have been completely relocated. Let me say, displaced from that area. Some decided to seek refuge on a individual basis in town, like coming from corners and going to the interior. But the force, the biggest force, including the commander, moved to a place called Tong, 10 kilometers away from Rupkonda town. But also, yes, to be very sincere, that place belongs also to the SPDF and belongs to IG. So this is where a situation comes in. That's why they also wrote a letter requesting for proposal of another place so that the cantonment site can be relocated. We know that cantonment sites were established by the JMCC, the Joint Military Fire Commission, in 2019 when we came to Juba. So it is the JMCC again to be able to come quickly, make assessment of an area suitable for these forces to be relocated, because you know the Tong area belongs to SSPDF, and if they agree that should be Tong, then it should be put official so that the forces of the SLI and they do not have any issue with the SSPDF command in Rukoma.
And how were the SPLIO forces received by their counterpart in Tong area as a result of this flood?
You know, we are implementing peace at the moment. And as I said first in 2019, that this peace is being well implemented in Unity State before some incidents started arising, especially last year. They were not met with anger, but sympathy. Their counterparts, especially the current acting division commander who is on the ground, he did not really do anything bad. What he did was make sure that, okay, they are there, but they should know who is in charge of the area.
And you said you have requested the JMCC to act to identify a place or to designate Tong as another place where they can be for the meantime. Have you got any response from them?
The letter was being officially written and given to the mechanism. It is up to JMCC to be able to respond. We have not yet got a response from the JDB or JMCC. We need to also be very sincere because cantonment site, it was not only Ding Ding. We also had the Mirmir Cantonment Center and for the SLIO. Then there was also one which belongs to SOA in that side of Mayom. So this one, these three cantonment sites, which also includes Ding Ding, have all been compromised by this flood that is taking place in the Unity State. So if we're going to talk about relocation, we are not going to only mention of Ding Ding, but you know the other cantonment centers also need to be identified. There's the assessment being made, and most of these forces need to be moved. They cannot just continue roaming in civilian rooms with civilians together. That is not very good for our security.
And how are the conditions of these over 3,000 forces that has been displaced by flood in Ding Ding and they are now in Tong? How are their conditions?
The conditions are worse. No shelter, no food, no medical equipment, just like anybody in Unity State. Let me be very sincere. If nothing is really done, even Tong water will take it. Even Tong will be submerged. The situation there is dire. I was there, I witnessed by myself. The situation is dire in the whole of Unity State. As put forward by the Minister of Defense yesterday in news, the situation in Unity State needs help. If people don't help very fast, we are going to lose people.